Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to yours sincerely, Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Now, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm reliably informed that having grandchildren can be one of life's greatest joys. You've got all that boring parenting out of the way and you can just shove fivers in their pockets and tell them they're marvellous. In my conversation with Paralympian Sophie Carrigill, we spoke about the unique connection we have with our grandparents, and she told me how playing a game of Scrabble with her granddad by her hospital bedside meant the world to her.
When you're younger, your grandparents are a bit annoying, like they were to me. I thought, oh, can't be bothered to go see them, like it's effort, we've got to spend time with them.
Always felt like a long journey, didn't it, to see them, even though mine lived less than four miles away.
And it's like you always felt your parents were like making you do it. But I think as
on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. And as I got older, I just realised the value in them and like the wisdom and just that bond that you have with those people as grandparents, you know. But I think my granddad especially, he literally just like the greatest role model I think I could have ever had in my life. The way that he worked, he ran businesses, he was a bookie, so he had like betting offices from scratch, started
classic granddad.
I mean,
job that
he
is
he started because he was spending so much money at the bookies, so was like, right, well, I need to turn this around and I need to start
the house always wins, so
exactly.
he wanted to become the house.
Exactly.
Clever man.
So you know, he was just doing that, and you know, he'd leave the house at 6 a.m. every morning, get to work, he'd work for a bit and he'd come back home and have breakfast with my grandma. Just like, they just had such an amazing relationship as well. I don't know if they were madly in love with each other. I don't think they were, but they had this bond that was like unbreakable and something that...
Oh, you know, madly in love is overrated, let me tell you.
No, I mean, for sure.
Unbreakable bonds and partnership is where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. And that just, for me, they absolutely, that was what I visioned, what I saw through them. And my granddad was also very sporty. So I think, you know, from my career and what I am getting up to now, he's definitely had a big influence in that. You know, we'd go round and the sport would always be on. He'd be in one room watching sport. Grandma would be in the other room watching, like, I don't know what it was, some crime drama or something, you know. So I'd like have a bit of sport and then I'd go watch some sort of crime
scene.
Yeah, exactly, with her. So, but yeah, that connection that we had over sport was, you know, was, I guess, really powerful for me. Yeah, he was just a massive influence in my life.
What was his name?
He was called George.
George, yeah. Good classic granddad name.
Yeah.
And when did he die?
Died a couple of years ago now. I'm rubbish with dates and all that.
Did he see you like, you know, become a...
He did, yeah, he did. He knew that was my path, and I was, that he'd been through my accident, obviously, with me. And I remember he always used to... He'd literally come to the hospital every day at 3 o'clock when visiting time started. And he'd probably stay no longer than 15 minutes. We'd have a game of Scrabble together. Scrabble on the iPad, bearing in mind. So I taught him how to use an iPad, to do Scrabble on the iPad. And then he'd go. And he just wanted to see me every day to make sure that I was okay. He just needed to like look me in the eye and be like, okay, all right, I can go now. And it was like that connection that you have.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that you know someone's always there.
Was he good at Scrabble?
No, not particularly. Neither was I, though, so, you know.
Yeah, see, my mum died when I was your age, in fact, when I was 29. And I think of her fondly. However, she was so good at Scrabble that the memory of playing Scrabble with her is not a happy one. She used to use all those stupid little two-letter words, and I would challenge her to put them into a sentence. Mm. Like the word XI.
Yeah, I hate that you can use that.
That's
a exactly. cop-out. It's a cop-out.
It's a total cop-out. So I would say, put it in a sentence, and she would say, Z is a word. And that was her sentence. And my memories of playing Scrabble with my dearly departed mother are ones of frustration. But I like it when people aren't that good and just are like, it's much more fun when people aren't that good.
Yeah.
So he got to see you thriving after your accident and becoming a Paralympian and all
that. Yeah, he did, yeah. So, and I'm so glad about that. Like, my mum's mum and dad both died before my accident, and I think really it was that brought me closer to my dad's mum and dad, was going through that trauma as a family together and, you know, just trying to cope and all stick together. So, and it made me just value them like you wouldn't believe. Like, you know, I meant talked about when you're a kid and you just, oh, it's boring going around to see your grandparents. Actually, I would, every day I'd ring them, I'd see them. You know, I moved away from home when I was 19 to go off to uni and stuff, but whenever I was home, I would.
I'm stunned that your parents allowed that.
I would have
still had you tethered to me.
To be honest, I'm quite a fiercely independent person, so I don't really think they had a choice, to be honest. So.
You know, going off to, you know, Rio in Tokyo, it wouldn't have happened on my watch, young lady. I'd have been like that, you're not getting on a plane ever again. That's it. That's the end. You now live in a cupboard in our house.
I'm very glad they didn't do that, but I totally get it. I would definitely be, you know, I'd be thinking the same. But yeah, I'm glad that he got to see me competing at the highest level, you know, playing sport, doing what I love, and it was special. There were special people in my life.
If you want to listen to the rest of my conversation with Sophie, scroll back to the 27th of April 2023. It's episode 15 of series 2. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends telling them about this one? We're also on at Jess Phillips Pod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.